From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Idrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. We start with updates on several deadly shootings last night. First, the killing of a 12-year-old boy in Inglewood. Right now, police are asking for the public's help in finding whoever shot and killed this young boy near Lowe and Marquette around 6:30 p.m. We did spot investigators searching Ryan Harris Memorial Park for evidence in that shooting. And in the Garfield Ridge neighborhood, police are also asking for help finding the man who shot and killed a 37-year-old woman walking near 54th and Narragansett around 9:30 last night. Police say the man drove up alongside her in a dark-colored SUV and shot her 10 times. We do not have a description of the man. And in Detroit, the FBI has joined police in searching for the person who killed a synagogue president. Officers found Samantha Wall outside her home early Saturday with several stab wounds. Detroit's police chief says right now there's no evidence to suggest that her murder was motivated by anti-Semitism at this time. We are awaiting charges for the person arrested for firing a shot in the air in the middle of a protest against Israel in Skokie. Video shows people scattering and running for cover when the shot was fired. At a dueling rally, a Chicago police officer and two protesters were pepper sprayed, which led to a second arrest. Your forecast, a nice Monday to start the week with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-60s. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Idrina Sinclair.